Welcome to Take Action and Get Profits with Michelle Sism, where entrepreneurs come together to discuss business growth strategies, marketing ideas, techniques, and tips. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Michelle Sism.
Attention entrepreneurs, it's time to get real. Real about who you are, where you want to be, and what you're willing to do to get there. To make the leap from just getting by, to making real money and making a real difference in this world takes a plan and certain skills. If you are serious about building a business that makes a difference in this world, join Michelle Sism at her Legacy Live event in Houston, Texas, September 10th through the 12th. Learn more at LegacyLiveEvent.com. We will see you there.
All right, are we back? I hope you guys can hear me. We've had a little break for part of my commercial for my event, it sounds like. It's all good, though, right? So, anyway, I was going to tell you how you can connect with us, because you know it's very important that we stay connected. This show is for you. It's all about building your business. And so, a couple of things that we want to talk about real quick, and number one is I'm going to give you a couple of ways to be connected with us. It is first and foremost our phone number. Be sure that you, if you have any questions, if you want to call into the show, we would love to have you. The number is 347-989-1363, 347-989-1363. The second way that you can connect with us is on Facebook, and you know, you can reach out to us at facebook.com/decisiveminds. Or facebook.com/toughtalkradio. And then third, absolutely not least, though, would be on iTunes. So a lot of you, lots and lots and lots of you have been downloading the shows from iTunes. You can find us at Take Action, Get Profits on iTunes.com. Take Action, Get Profits on iTunes.com. So today I am super excited because we are going to be, for the next, I believe, five shows, our guests on the shows are actually going to be the speakers from my event that's coming up in Houston. Whoops. And that video started as well. We're having one of those technology days around here, people. But that's okay. We keep on going. Anyway. Our guests for the next five shows are going to be the different speakers that will be speaking at my event in September, the Legacy Live event. And so I'm super excited to introduce you guys to each of them. So we will have our first two today, and that's going to be a lot of fun. I was actually on the I was on a call the other day with a friend of mine, Jane Duber, and we were talking about marketing. You know, she does events, I do events. We were talking about how do you get people into things, not just events, but everything that we do. And, you know, there's kind of become this whole way of marketing where we, we talk about different things and kind of indirectly talk about what it is that we want people to do and where they should go. And she and I were having a conversation about the fact that it sure would be fun if we could just tell you exactly what we want. Right? Not beat around the bush, not give you lots of different options, just exactly what we want. So that is what you're going to see from me and hear from me for the next 5 weeks. Because in September, on the 10th, 11th, and 12th in Houston, we're doing something extremely important. And the reason I do it is to help you grow your business. You know, I, just like you, have a limited amount of time every day. I get the same 24 hours that you do. And that means that on a one-on-one basis, I can only work with so many clients. And so, you know, there has to be ways for me to work with many clients at one time so that I can help others more grow their businesses. And so we're doing that at the Legacy Live event, September 10th through 12th in Houston. And you can find out more about that at legacyliveevent.com. And I wanted to just cover today why you need to be there. It doesn't matter where you live, where you're listening from. I travel to lots of events, so it doesn't mean you have to be just from Houston. You need to be looking at why should you be there? What is it that you're going to get out of this event? And so for me, it's all about the idea of building something bigger than just you. It's not about making a living anymore. It is truly about creating a legacy business, something that is bigger than you are, something that you can at some point execute the exit strategy that you choose, right? Whether that is that you want to sell the company like I've done, or whether that is that you want to transition it to the next generation, or whether that is that you want to run it from Costa Rica, whatever that looks like, some island somewhere, some beach somewhere, whatever it looks like, there has to be a plan in place, and you have certain things that you have to do. We've talked a lot about that over this last year of how do you get started, and we've talked about you putting systems in place to get things systemized so that you can start to bring on the team and the additional help and train others to do what you do and all of those pieces. So today, what I wanted to do in the next 4 minutes before we go to break officially is I wanted to take you through my very quickly and very broad here. I'm not going to go deep into anything, the 7 steps for building a legacy business. And this is exactly what I'm going to take you into detail over in the 3 days in Houston. So you need to get there if you're serious about creating a legacy in this world. Number one, you have to be known for something. For a lot of you, that really means that you need to choose your path, correct? You're having a hard time deciding what it is that you do. You're doing 10 different things, and you have to choose one. For some of you, you've been committed to it for a while, but you're not really committed to it. So when you're committed to it, you'll get known for it. So that's number one. Number two is the visibility and credibility piece. And so once we are committed to something, once we have figured out exactly what it is that our company is doing at the moment, then we need to learn how to build the visibility and credibility so that the business begins to grow and the systems begin to be utilized in place and that works. The third thing is to get to a point where your business has a consistent cash flow. So, you know, it is probably one of the biggest issues I see for entrepreneurs, and that is cash flow. It doesn't matter if you're sitting there with a solopreneur and a small business, or if you're running a trucking company like I was and doing $15 million a year. It didn't matter. Cash flow can be an issue. And there are things that you can do, things that you can put in place to fix that. And so that's one of the things I want to work on in Houston. Number four is the actual creation of the systems and processes needed for growth. Okay, so there are certain systems and processes that you need to get down. They need to be created. They need to be written down. They need to be in a format that can be passed on to someone else, and then they can do them. Number five is learning how to leverage your business. Now, a lot of people, you notice this is number five. A lot of people want this to be number one, right? And the fact is there are things you have to get done before you can leverage your business. You have to get a steady, consistent cash flow. You have to get a steady, consistent flow of clients. You have to truly stand for something. You can't have a leveraged business until you do those things. Number six is what I call the free me plan. So as we're moving through this process of creating a business that's a legacy business, a lot of people start out saying, well, I want to have this business where I don't have to do much work. Everybody else does all the work. Well, let's get a little reality here, people. It's not how it works. In the beginning, it is us. We're building the business. We hold the dream. You know, the dream wasn't given to someone else. It was given to us. And so there comes a point in time, however, when you get to the point where you can actually execute what I call the free me plan. You know, in Decisive Minds, we have the free Michelle plan. And that is to take more of what it is that I do and move it over to team members, or more of what I do and move it over to coaches, and have me become more the executive strategy person, still implementing some of the coaching with my clients, but taking me out of the day-to-day work. And then number seven is the what I call the stabilization, and then the exit plan, which means that you've got the company in a place where it's stable, it's profitable, it can run without you, right? And you get to the point where you can choose if you want to execute on the exit plan. You may not make the choice. You may love it the way it is, and you continue to work on that. So this is what we're going to do for 3 days in Houston. I'm going to take you through each one of those steps. I'm going to tell you exactly what you have to do in each piece to get to the next piece. Also, the other thing you should know is that this is not get it over with and done quick, right? If you're serious about building a legacy business, then this is a 5 to 7 year plan. And if you don't get started, it's still a 5 to 7 year plan. So if you come to me in 2 years, it's still 5 to 7 years, right? So why not join me in September and get started? So you can go to legacyliveevent.com, and we are going to take a short break. And when we get back, we will speak with our first guest.
Live at Choice, where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live at Choice choose to make a difference. Live at Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Attention entrepreneurs, it's time to get real. Real about who you are, where you want to be, and what you're willing to do to get there. To make the leap from just getting by to making real money and making a real difference in this world takes a plan and certain skills. If you are serious about building a business that makes a difference in this world, join Michelle Sism at her Legacy Live event in Houston, Texas, September 10th through the 12th. Learn more at legacyliveevent.com. We will see you there.
Yay, and we are back with our first guest of the show, Matthew Goldfarb. Are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
I am very good and very excited that you're on the show today.
Me too.
So this is like super special. So you're number one, you're the first one of my speakers from the event to be on the show. We're doing this special month of August guest speakers from my event, so that's the first thing. And number two, you and I have a super special relationship here. So, you know, I could do your official bio, but I'm just going to tell people what I know about you, and then I'll let you fill in all the blanks. How about that?
Sounds great.
Okay, cool. So, guys, this is Matthew Goldfarb, and Matthew and I are we've been kind of running in the same circles for about 4 years now. He is, let's call him a copywriter extraordinaire. But this is what's funny. And so I was actually telling somebody this story the other day, Matthew. Matthew and I are both extreme introverts and very shy. And so we played the can I talk to you without meeting you kind of thing for a while. So the first event we were together, I think we kind of just kind of like saw each other in the hall and it's like, hey, kind of thing. And in the next event, Matthew came over to my booth and left his book. I wasn't there. He left his book. And I was like, okay, this is cool. I really need to talk to this guy. And it was like the next year, right? And so this is how our relationship started. But then we made the smartest, I probably made the smartest move I've ever made, and that was to hire you to work on my messaging. for my company this year. And we started that process back in January. And man, it has been good. It has been really good. So if I didn't read anything in your bio, I would tell people that when you get clear on your message and when you work with somebody who really knows how to articulate, it changes everything, everything. We have had an amazing year when we look at the event messaging, and you and I worked on that, and you know, our event, we're a month out and we're already have all the registrations that we had last year. We'll probably double in registration from last year. And a lot of that comes from the clear message of why we're doing what we're doing and what we're doing. So thank you very much.
Oh my God, you're so welcome. And and I think the other funny part too about us being introverts is, and if you ever meet me, you'll never think I'm shy, but you know, I always assume when someone else is quiet that it's me versus the fact that they might be shy. And then it took me a while to finally realize, wow, Michelle's just as shy as I am. So one of us, we have to get off our butts and actually, you know, make a conscious effort. And
yeah.
And I'm so glad we did, because we've really got a chance to know each other and work together. And I'm beyond excited about getting a chance to speak and come in front of your group. And I'll give the quick bio, which is our company is it's called Corporate Renegade, and what we really focus on is how to create that powerful message that makes you sound unique in your marketplace. So even when you have people who are doing similar work, you know, at the end of the day they might have similar services, we really try to get to the core of what makes you unique, what you stand for, what you were talking about earlier in those 7 points. And really learn how to articulate it, because once you get clear on what you care about, what makes you unique, you suddenly can be in a category all by yourself, and it doesn't matter if other people do similar work, because no one's going to do it in your way, and no one's going to connect on the reasons that you're doing it. And it's one of the things that I love, and so I'm happy as can be to be here with you right now.
Yeah, that is, you know, one of the reasons I'm so very excited about having you at the event and having you speak on the whole topic of copywriting and messaging. So let's do this for anyone who, so you know, my audience on the show is a lot of solopreneurs, some small business owners, 1 to, you know, 5 years in business on average. And I think that there comes a point where in the beginning you're like, wow, what should I say? And, you know, what's my message? And should I, you know, what is copywriting maybe? Right? So I want to start with some basic information like that. And then I want to move into the conversation of when does it become right to really go to up level your messaging and your copywriting, right? So
Let's
start with the basics.
Okay. So basically what copywriting is, or copy in our vernacular, is really anything, any type of communication you create, whether it's the written words you use on your website, the content you put in your email or your blog, or even your elevator pitch. It's anything that you share with your audience that is about compelling people to take action. So if you're trying to get people to sign up for your event, it's what is the language and the words that's going to make them get off their butts and go do something. If you're trying to get people to go out and vote, what is the expressions or the language you're going to use? It's all about people taking action is the big piece of copy. And that's what distinguishes it from just, you know, content or just, you know, literature that you read. And messaging is nothing short than the conversation you have with your audience about the work that you do. And it targets who your ideal clients are, what their main problems that they're dealing with are, and then how the work that you do with them can help them alleviate that problem or find success or really deal with it. And the messaging piece is really important, because before you start the process of writing content and writing copy, you need to be very clear on what your work is, who you're doing it for, and really have a clear understanding about what the audience is looking for. And once you have that down, the writing of copy can become a lot easier. But a lot of people aren't clear and they get very confused, which is why messaging has really become such a big part of the conversation when it comes to marketing and when it comes to copy and writing.
Yeah, so is that, do you think that those are the, is that the beginning problem, that number one, they're not exactly sure what it is they're doing? Number two, they don't have their opinion defined. What do you think the issue is in the beginning?
It's, you know, it's definitely a chicken or the egg conversation, which I always find. I think it's a couple of things. I mean, one, it is about getting clear on your point of view. So what is your take on business, or what is your take on the work that you do? What do you find unique about your angle? But the second piece is really about having clarity, not just on the work that you do, but how to really talk about it in a way that your audience will connect to. Michelle, I don't know if you find this, but I find so many entrepreneurs get caught up in their process, and that I have a 17-step process for getting you somewhere, and you do this, this, and this, but they don't always focus on what is the end result that a client is looking for. And sometimes you think you're selling one thing, but you have to really get that clarity on what they're looking for. And so the first piece is definitely knowing who you are and how you view the world, but then also understanding your audience and what they're really looking for, because you can really position the work that you do in a million different ways, but until you're actually clear on that and what they want and what is the words and the language they're going to respond to, you could really just be throwing spaghetti against the wall and never feel like, you know, you're getting traction.
Exactly. Or when you look at, so your clients in particular, and I'm just, actually I'm curious because I don't know if I know this answer. I know that me coming to you, and I came to you in the beginning of my fifth year in business. So I had been working on this message for quite some time, but I had a real shift in my late third year and my fourth year, real clarity on what I was doing, and then came to you and we nailed down some amazing messaging. Do you find that that's the best process for people, or do most people like not, they don't get the clarity and that you help them get the clarity?
Well, I think, I mean, obviously it always depends on where a client is and their investment fortitude at that point. I think that's a nice way of saying it. you know, if someone is just getting started, I sometimes might say to them, you know, before you go off and invest, you know, the money that comes with doing something at a higher level, I do want them to have spent some time in the trenches, and I do want them to have, you know, really worked with clients and tested things out and kind of gotten a feel for things, because a lot of the work that we do comes from our clients' understanding of their market and of their clients. So, you know, if you're just starting and you feel like, I don't know anything about my clients, I don't know anything, then I might say to you, I want you to actually go out there and experiment a little bit, which is what I did in the beginning. It was just, you know, I had a general idea, I tried things out, and as I started to get more clarity, that's when I kind of said, okay, it's time to up-level. And we've had clients who are just coming out of the gate, and they do bring us in, but it really just depends on your where you're at in your business and the level of expertise. And I know that probably sounds like I'm trying to have it both ways, but it really just depends on the people. We've had people who come in right from the get-go and they've worked with us and they just knock it out, and other people just may not be ready. So it really is about your commitment and how serious you are about your work. There are definitely people who I think had we brought them in sooner, we could have gotten faster results. But other people, I feel like they needed to try things on and they needed to experiment a little bit.
Cool. So tell us about, you know, where did Corporate Renegade come from? What were you doing before Corporate Renegade?
So before I started my business, I was working in advertising in, you know, corporate America. And Corporate Renegade is really this idea of kind of not doing things the way everyone's done them, kind of, you know, bucking the status quo. And I, for about 12 years, I worked in New York on Madison Avenue, and I used to do television commercials and print work and a lot of national campaigns. And I loved it in the beginning, but what I started to find was that I was doing work that didn't really speak to me emotionally. I didn't feel like I was, like you said, leaving a legacy or having an impact, and my soul was kind of dying in the process. And so really, Corporate Renegade was just about taking everything I learned and instead of giving my knowledge and expertise to billion-dollar corporations, to instead work with the small business owner, people who were doing work that matters, people who had a real purpose. And I, you know, was able to take everything I learned and just really extrapolate it into the small, smaller business and the entrepreneur field. And that's like the shortest possible version I can give somebody. But, you know, it was just kind of this place where I woke up one morning and I was about, I must have been about 27 years old, and I said, is this how I'm going to spend the rest of my life? Because I was making good money, but I was miserable, and I was making my wife miserable. And I said, there has to be a way to kind of marry the things that I'm passionate about with something that's meaningful. And that's really where Corporate Renegade came from. And I've really just been doing the stuff I did before, but for people that I actually wanted to work with.
Yeah, and so what I really enjoyed about working with you, actually, after I went for my VIP day and we sat through and I just answered questions, somebody asked me, so how was it? And I said, well, if you really like talking about yourself, you will love this, right? Because it was all about my thoughts and my desires and my dreams around business and what my opinion was and all of that. And so what was so very cool, though, was that, you know, you guys just asked me questions to dig deep. And then you came back to me with what I would consider a lot of it is sound bites, right? And and really is something I was never able to do on my own. And we talk a lot on the show about playing in your expertise and hiring out that which you're not, you know, which is not your expertise. And so I just kind of wanted to point that out to people that when you, maybe that piece isn't your expertise, you need to be looking to work with somebody. So let's talk about working with, and I'm going to say copywriter, right? A messaging person, a copywriter. How does someone know? I think we've covered when to do it, but how do you go about finding a copywriter besides just calling you? But what should they be looking for?
Good question, and it's always funny because people assume that my answer will always be just call me. But it's the same. It's just like finding a coach doesn't mean that Michelle isn't right for everyone, and Michelle doesn't have bandwidth for everyone. So this is actually where your message and your voice and your point of view really comes into play, because really, if you're going to hire a writer, what you always want to feel is that you want to find someone who, A, you resonate with on some level, whether it's a values level, a personality level, who they are. And you want to get a sense that based on how they talk about things or the clients that they have, you need to get a feeling that they can understand you. You never want to hire someone who just goes, okay, I'll take your money and call it a day. Like, you really want to feel like this is somebody who is asking questions, they're interested, they're not really just there just to get your money. They really want to get to know you and feel like they can really, really help you and really work with you. And so the real thing is, I would just tell people that if you're looking for a writer and say you don't have a writer, I mean, the odds are that most of the entrepreneurs that we like tend to work with a writer in some capacity. So I would ask around. I would ask the people whose writing you really like if they've worked with somebody and see if you can get connected. And then it's a personality fit. It's about finding someone that speaks your language and that gets you and at the same time creates a safe space. I mean, like you said, I mean, a lot of what we did with you was reflecting back the things that you said to us, but you have to be able to create that space so you feel safe enough to talk about it. And you can really get a feel of that from the way somebody writes, how they talk, and the questions they ask. And that's kind of the starting point of what I tell people to do, is really just, reach out to them and ask them how they work and their process. And you really do want to feel like you're a copywriter. You want to feel like you know them right away, like they have a good personality and, they have a personality, I guess, is the other part. And that's kind of the starting process that I would tell people.
Okay, cool. I think that's definitely the way to go. Number one, I think it is all about that connection, but also what you've seen that they've done that you liked. I mean, I watched you, for example, working with some other people, and it's like, well, wow, that messaging always gets me. Right? And so what I know about me and my audience is very much like me. We attract like-minded people usually, right? And so I knew that if you were writing messaging for other people that was always capturing me, that you could write messages for me that would capture my audience. So, yeah, good stuff. Really good stuff.
And that's actually a really great way to point that out. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very good. So listen, we have a couple of minutes before we go to the break. So I want to have you share with everyone how they can get connected with you. And if you have something you want to give them, you can do that, whatever you want to do for the next 2 minutes.
Okay, excellent. Well, the best way to meet me is to come to Michelle's event next month, because I will be there and I'll be speaking, and I'll be there to and schmooze. And I think face-to-face is always the best thing. And you can learn more about my company if you go to corporaterenegade.com. And
awesome.
It's just like it sounds. And I think we have a little giveaway. It's called, I think it's the 5 Reasons Your Bio is Keeping You Broke. And it's a little taste of what we do and kind of our philosophy. And it's just really about how to really build connection through your story and your purpose and your values. And it's just a great way to kind of get a feel for my company and our philosophy. And it's a nice little test run of us. And so those are the best ways. And I am one of those people that, even though I have a team, I answer my own email. So you can also just shoot an email to Matthew, and that's with 2 T's, at corporaterenegade.com. And no question is stupid. No question is too silly. And I think you did a great job of asking the right questions, because so many people feel like I should know these things, and they don't. And so any questions you have, just feel free to reach out. And, you know, we love helping people, and we love helping people find their voice and really, you know, to take that tough action and to show some chutzpah, as we say in Yiddish. And, yeah, those mm-hmm. are the best ways to really connect with us.
Awesome. Are they going to find the bio thingy? Is that on your website?
Yes, it should be there when you first get there.
Okay, great. So,
and I will always say I'm human, so if for some reason it's not there, email me, and I will be sure to get it right away.
I didn't jump over, so it probably is there. I was just checking to make sure. So corporaterenegade.com, and again, guys, this is Matthew Goldfarb, and definitely somebody you want to be connected with and come to Houston and so that you can meet Matthew in person. So, yay. Thank you so much, Matthew.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thanks for having me, and I look forward to seeing you real soon.
I know. I'll see you next month. So, very good. All right, guys, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with our second guest of the show.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Listen to The Legal Eagle and The Coach each Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. on Tough Talk Radio Network. Leading local and national experts in business will share their keys to success so that our listening audience can be educated and entertained along the way to becoming all they can be. So whether you're new to business or highly experienced, The Legal Eagle and The Coach, with hosts David Alterburn and Brian Kaiser, is a great radio program for you. For more information, go to LegalEagleAndTheCoachRadio.com.
Attention entrepreneurs, it's time to get real. Real about who you are, where you want to be, and what you're willing to do to get there. To make the leap from just getting by to making real money and making a real difference in this world takes a plan and certain skills. If you are serious about building a business that makes a difference in this world, join Michelle Sism at her Legacy Live event in Houston, Texas, September 10th through the 12th. Learn more at LegacyLiveEvent.com. We will see you there.
And we are back with the beautiful Robin Young. Robin, are you there?
I am. Hello, Michelle.
How are you doing?
I am doing so well. How are you today?
I am fantastic, and I'm super excited to have you here on the show. I was telling Matthew earlier that this is the first show in the, you know, for the month of August where we're featuring all of our guest speakers for the event, so it's super cool to get to introduce you to the audience here and then have you come be in Houston with us and share your extreme knowledge. So Instead of like doing a formal bio, I just kind of want to tell everybody, you know, how you and I got together. And then also after that, we'll go back and let you talk about what you've done to get you to this point, because you have some incredible history and very impressive history. So, guys, this is Robin Young. And Robin and I guess we've probably been running in the same circles now for 2 or 3 years. And then we both ended up coaching with the same coach for a while. That's how I got to know Robin. And Robin was one of those blessings one day. You know, I'm on the phone with my clients one day. We're doing a Q&A call, and we're talking about different things, and they kept saying, we need to know this about the money, or we need to know that about the money. And that whole Q&A call ended up being about money. And I didn't know a whole lot about Robin at the time, but I happened to have a call scheduled with Robin later that same day just to have a conversation, just to get to know each other. And so when we started talking, and I realized, you know, the name of Robin's company is Women Behaving Wealthy. And the conversation Robin and I were having was the same conversation I had just had with my clients hours earlier. It was almost eerie. And so I thought, you know what, I have got to bring Robin in to work with my clients. And so that's exactly what we did. We brought Robin in to our mastermind. She came in, we did a 2-day mastermind. She came in and did training on 2 days, just knocked it out of the park. My people fell absolutely head over heels in love with her. Almost every single one of them ended up hiring you and working with you in one way or another. And so I'm super excited to have you coming back to the event to be one of the speakers for the big event this year.
Yes, I can't wait for your event. First of all, I love you, Michelle. You know how much I respect you.
All of your clients
are always so focused on what should I be doing right now to grow my business. And the reason I'm so impressed is because, you know, I focus so much on action. And it's just such synergy there because you're all about taking action, and I'm all about taking action. So, yes, I'm so happy about this call, and I'm certainly happy about the Legacy Live event, where I can't wait to just sit in the audience and hear you talk.
Cool. So let's start by having you kind of give them your background and how you got to the point of coming up with Women Behaving Wealthy, and then I want you to tell them also about specifically what's going on at Women Behaving Wealthy, what you're up to.
Sure, absolutely. So I managed about $1 billion for over 500 millionaires a couple of years ago at one of the big banks and investment banks in New York. And I essentially what that meant is that I put portfolios together for high net worth individuals. And what I would do with them is sit down and make sure that their portfolios, their choices, their investments, their securities inside of their portfolios were actually on track to help them meet their goals, so retirement or college or a new house or whatever their life goals were. And after a while, I just realized that all I was doing was really helping people who had a lot of money make more money. And although I am so comfortable with that, I wanted to help people that hadn't yet achieved wealth build it. And I said to myself, what if the people that worked really hard could learn the behaviors, the secrets, the mindset of the wealthy, could they turn income into wealth? And I started working with individuals that did just that. And so that's really the beginning of Behaving Wealthy. And, you know, I have a couple of divisions. So there's Women Behaving Wealthy, there's Entrepreneurs Behaving Wealthy, Couples Behaving Wealthy, because ultimately the goal of the Behaving Wealthy method is to help people model what wealthy people do, and so they can turn their income into wealth. But also, Michelle, I just also like to tell people that the Behaving Wealthy also has a second way of looking at it. I want you to think about separating the word behaving into be and having, because I ask people, who do you have to be to have wealth? And that's another aspect of the mindset of creating the life you really, really want for you and your family.
That's really big, Robin. And I will say that, you know, now that my clients have been working with you, some of them 6, 8, 9 months at this point, that's the big shift I've seen, right? Is that they look at things differently. They look at the way they're spending their money or managing their money, or they just have a different thought process about it. And I love the idea that you're using the conversation of wealthy. This isn't about saving your way to freedom or something. You know, you see those money gurus out there. Exactly. Thank you. That's exactly what I was looking for. It's not about lack, right?
No, and that's not at all.
That is, yeah, that's why we were so synergistic when we first talked.
Yes, I hate the word budget. I hate the word budget. I absolutely detest it. And part of the reason is because as soon as you tell people what they can't do, what's the first thing they want to do?
You know that.
And so I look at it and I say, I deal with capable, strong, intelligent individuals. And all I'm here to do is help give them an expanded knowledge and help guide them in a right direction. We don't need to put limitations on who you are as a person. Now, what we can do is say, let's set a boundary, not because we can't, but because we choose something else. And so instead of budget, for example, we have spending boundaries. And it just shifts how you think about it, because one, budget is about what I can't do, and boundary is about what I've chosen to do. And that is when you step into being a wealthy person, because you're thinking about, well, I have choice here. I have my resources, and how am I going to use them? I want to put a little bit back into my business. I want to put a little bit in fun. I want to put a little bit into savings. I want to put a little bit into retirement. And that is how you actually live a wealthy life, because you know, my definition of wealth, Michelle, is the ability to afford the life you really want today and every day for the rest of your life, no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's some, so I hope you guys aren't driving, because there were some big writer-downers in that section right there, and I wanted to make sure you caught it, and that was that, you know, like the whole conversation of budget is means you can't do, and spending boundaries is you've chosen to do, right? That's huge. That's a huge shift in the mindset of an entrepreneur, right? Even for me, who here I am, well, I've been in business my entire life, so almost 50 years, right, at this point, and still, I mean, all we were ever taught was budget. I have a degree in accounting. I was taught budget, right? I love that shift, that small little shift to spending boundaries. That is brilliant, brilliant. And then the whole conversation around wealth. So let's look at, I know you have lots of things, lots of times when you're talking about, you know, what you saw working with those billionaires that's different from what you're seeing the everyday entrepreneur who's just trying to figure it out. So let's talk about a few of those kind of things and things they should be looking for or starting to think about maybe a little differently.
Okay. Well, there are a couple of things you have to shift. And I actually call them broken behaviors. And the idea of the reason that I say they're broken behaviors, because, again, I like to play on words. So when you first hear the word broken, the first thing you think, right, is fixed. And that's what I want you to think about, because it's not intrinsically, if you don't like your outcome right now in your finances, nothing is intrinsically wrong with you. Only it's just that you have some behavior that needs to be fixed. And I tell people all the time, what you're experiencing today is based on yesterday's behavior. What you want to experience tomorrow is based on today's behavior. So all we have to do is just fix the broken behaviors. And that's one. And then, of course, the word broke in broken is, you know, there are specific behaviors and beliefs that will keep you broke, and there are some that once you implement them and shift into being them, you'll become wealthy. So I'll give you a couple of examples.
Okay,
Number one, for entrepreneurs, the first thing you have to start thinking about when you think about your business is your business is the vehicle to pay for your life goals. So let me tell you the distinction. Let me tell you a broken kind of approach and then a wealthy approach. So a broken approach to business is I have overhead, I have these expenses, so I just need to make these and then we'll keep going, then we'll just keep growing. So my expenses may be $10,000 for business and personal. Well, as long as I hit $10,000 a month and I'm fine, then I've hit my goal, I'm there. Well, that's broken because you haven't factored in taxes, you haven't factored in savings, you haven't factored in retirement, you haven't factored in your ideal lifestyle. And so you really have to start with the end in mind. So the wealthy approach to that example, Michelle, would be for you to say, wait, let me stop for a moment and get really clear on what my life should look like and what I really want it to look like. And then let me back into what my business needs to do to make that happen.
Mm-hmm. Very good. I can see that as such a struggle for entrepreneurs, right? But I would also say, yeah, that once we begin to train ourselves to think like that and start to shift, then huge, huge benefit. Wow. Okay, cool. I'm just taking notes like crazy over here. So what would be the second thing that you would share?
I would say the second thing is about cash flow mastery. So one of the things I spend a lot of time with my clients is, you know, understanding and mastering and controlling cash flow. And cash flow, so sometimes when people hear cash flow, Michelle, they just stop and think, yes, cash, cash, yay, cash.
Yeah.
And you know, cash flow is about cash in and cash out. But the key to cash flow is about timing. So the timing of it coming in and the timing of it going out. So one of the things that a wealthy entrepreneur, what I call entrepreneurs behaving wealthy, what they would do, what an entrepreneur would do if they're on the wealthy side, what they would do is say, I need to understand what's coming in at the same time as what's going out. Because as you know, you could actually have a really good month. You know, you could actually have hit your goals in a month. But you may be late on some sort of bill or something happens, and part of that is because of cash flow problem, because maybe all of your payments are out on the 1st, but then you get paid on the 15th. Well, we have to address that. And if you just start focusing on, and I always do it on a weekly basis with my clients, you know, over the next week and a half or 2 weeks, what do you need to bring in so that week three you don't have that shortage? And when you start thinking about cash flow and you managing like a cash flow, that, Michelle, is when I call someone a CEO, and that's when they've shifted into being more less of a founder and more of this is a business, and this business is sustainable and predictable and will be able to help me hit my goals.
Yeah, actually, that's a really big shift as well, because a lot of people, you know, we talk about it often that they start business because they're in love with that process of something, right? They do something very well, but they don't necessarily know how to run a business. And so that's a mind shift for a lot of people, right? To even have the thought process.
And I was going to say, I remember at your mastermind, so one of the reasons I was so impressed with you as a coach was because you spend a lot of time with people around the business of business. And you can only grow when you master the business of business. Because obviously the gift that you have or your love that you have, that's actually pretty easy for us to do, right? Because it's so natural. But you're building the skills for people that say, yes, I have this wonderful gift, talent, offering, but I'm going to wrap that around good business practices. So I want to say that part of that, I'm so happy that your audience, your clients in particular, they get the business of business.
Right, right. And we focus a lot on that, right? Because that's the shift. When you have that shift,
it is a shift.
Then you can, and you can look at, so you can look at money, for example, the cash flow, the in and the out, from a
non-emotionally attached view, right?
And you know how that happens? You know how that happens, that to remove the emotion? Because this is the thing that I have to address, because money is one of those things, Michelle, that I always call myself, I'm like the black sheep, I'm the redheaded stepchild, I'm the person that you want to kind of avoid. Because money is a topic that people just don't want to face. And part of it is, they don't want to face it because it's so scary. We have so many emotions attached to money. And so the best way to remove the emotionalism from money is to look at it every day. In addition to looking at it every day, seeing it as just a guidepost to tell you what behavior from your past worked and what behavior from your past did not work. And once you start saying, oh, I don't like this outcome, that just means that yesterday when I did this, yesterday, you know, the proverbial yesterday, I didn't do this, or I didn't do that. Well, let's tweak that. Let's change that. Or I like this, and let's keep this. And once you start seeing that your numbers just give you guidance, then it actually becomes a very neutral experience where you're like, oh, guide me. Oh, this way. Oh, that way. And then in addition to that, that's one of the reasons I love the coaching world, because with the right coach, you have a person that's going to lead you in the right way. So we know we don't like this behavior. Well, what do we do instead? And that's where a good coach comes in to say, that's what you do with your clients, to say, oh, this is how we get more revenue. This is how we manage our marketing and our sales. And then I say, well, this is the wealthy behavior we do. This is the amount we put into this account. This is how much we need to pull out. And so it's really about looking at your numbers every day, listening and understanding what those numbers are telling you, and then, in my opinion, having a great coach to say, what do you do now?
Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good. So I'm so excited that you're going to be at the event. It is, you know, what I love about doing these events is that I can bring in the people like you, the people like Matthew, and everyone else they're going to be meeting over the next couple weeks that are really good at what they do. And so you guys come in, and you're right. I build businesses, and I could have conversations about being wealthy, but this is your realm of expertise. And so I love that you're going to be there to talk to them about this. And so before we go, I want you to share with them where else they can get information about you, anything you want them to know.
Yes. So the first thing, I want each and every one of you to meet me at Legacy Live. And the reason I want you to meet me at Legacy Live is I'm giving away cash money, yes, dollar bills, so you can take that money and spend it if you win it. So I want you to come to Legacy Live. And I'm going to tell you why I really want you to come to Legacy Live. Legacy Live is going to be an event that could transform your entire life. And the reason I know this is because I know the work that Michelle does with her clients. But I also know the work that I do with my clients. And I know the work that Matthew does with his clients. And I know several of the other guest speakers as well. And so what you're going to do is experience and get a blueprint of how to build your business so it's paying you. I'm going to give you tips around how to pull that money out and have it pay for your life goals. And in addition to being transformed from a business and a lifestyle perspective, you can win cash money. So again, I'm Robin Young, Entrepreneurs Behaving Wealthy. Come to my booth and submit your name for lottery for cash, become a cash winner. So I'm super excited about that. I want to see your face. I want you to say you heard me on this interview, and I want to talk to you. I want to answer your biggest financial concern. I want you to ask me, how do I make my business pay for my life goals? And that's going to be the conversation we can have throughout the weekend.
Awesome. All right, guys, so you heard it. You heard it from Matthew, and you heard it from Robin here. You have got to come to the event so you can meet both of them. Thank you so much, Robin, for being here. Looking forward to seeing you next month.
I'm looking forward to seeing you. And do you know, Michelle, I'm actually inviting my sister.
Oh, cool.
Never see me live. Yes.
Oh,
yes,
that would be wonderful.
Yes.
All right, great.
Yes, yes, yes.
Fantastic. Thanks, Robin. All right, guys, we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back after this, after the break. Thanks, Robin.
Bye, Michelle.
Bye-bye.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Attention entrepreneurs, it's time to get real. Real about who you are, where you want to be, and what you're willing to do to get there. To make the leap from just getting by to making real money and making a real difference in this world takes a plan and certain skills. If you are serious about building a business that makes a difference in this world, join Michelle Sism at her Legacy Live event in Houston, Texas, September 10th through the 12th. Learn more at LegacyLiveEvent.com. We will see you there.
Imagine taking your business to the masses using proven marketing techniques. What if you could take what you love and turn it into a six-figure business in the next 2 years? Or a $500,000 business in the next 3 to 4 years? Michelle Sism went from struggling to build her coaching practice to doing $500,000 in her business in less than 4 years when she uncovered the secrets to converting audiences to clients. In Cash In on Your Expertise, Michelle shares the exact strategy she used to build her business so quickly. Get your free copy today at www.cashinonyourexpertise.com.
Man, these shows go by fast, especially when I have amazing guests. And, you know, Matthew is just absolutely, I would say, the best copywriter I've ever worked with. I've worked with a couple. They're good. But he truly change the way we market our business. And so I really want you guys to come to the event and meet Matthew. If you've been thinking that it's time for you to, you know, up-level your messaging, if you like what you're seeing, if you go, here's a good test, go to LegacyLiveEvent.com. Matthew's team wrote that sales page for me, and that this came out of our messaging conversations that he created. One of my favorite lines that Matthew's team came up with is that legacies are built by decisive minds. And we have used that message all over the place. So go check out his work at LegacyLiveEvent.com, and then you're going to absolutely want to come have a conversation with Robin. Because when you shift the way you look at money, the way you look at wealth, the way you look at expenses, the conversation, I'm going to write this on a big giant sticky and put it on my monitor, that budget is can't do and spending boundaries is chosen to do. When you can shift that thought pattern for you and your business, you'll stop having those sleepless nights. You will begin to look at the fact that, yes, money comes in, money goes out. That is business, right? And there are times when things are tough, and there are times when things are tight, but when you're planning for that, you can still sleep at night. It's those who aren't planning for it that really are having a problem, right? So good stuff. Get it on your calendar right now, September 10th through 12th. I'm super excited. We've got some new partners on board, Infusionsoft, who's been with us for a while now. This is our fourth year to have Infusionsoft as a partner with our events, and this is our first year to be partnering with American Express. So that is really exciting. They have been watching, paying attention, and they're really excited about the conversation that we're having and what we're doing with entrepreneurs to build businesses. And then I just got word that Small Business Today magazine is coming on as a media sponsor. So that you'll be seeing a lot of stuff coming out around that conversation. So I'm excited about that too. So it's time for you to make a decision. Do you want to build a legacy? Do you want to leave a legacy? And if you do, how are you going to do that with your business? Just join me at Legacy Live, September 10th through 12th, www.legacyliveevent.com. And this is Michelle Sisson saying, be decisive. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Take Action and Get Profits with Michelle Sisson, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.